This is Ozarks at Large. A legislative audit committee is expanding its investigation into the state treasurer's investment practices. This comes after a committee meeting yesterday during which lawmakers say they did not receive satisfactory answers about why the treasurer authorized selling state bond investments before they matured. Nathan Vandiver from our partner station KUAR has this report.
During the Legislative Joint Audit Committee's three-hour meeting, lawmakers all got their chance to ask Treasurer Martha Schaffner about problems revealed in the audit, like why her office authorized the selling of bond investments before they matured, costing the state $58,000 and much more in potential income. But lawmakers didn't get firm answers.
Martha, yes. Why were the bonds sold for a loss? Because ultimately, and you are my friend, and I love you dearly, but I need to know why these bonds were sold for a loss.
And later on, in that same line of questioning,
can I put it in just simple Joblo terms? If it was going to mature on Friday, you sold it on Wednesday before the Friday. Why would you do that when the maturity was going to take place on Friday? Is that correct? Do I have that right? Why was that done?
Representative, I don't know that answer. I'll have to research it. I honestly don't.
Does anybody out there know?
That was Senator Linda Chesterfield of Little Rock questioning the treasurer. It revealed there isn't a CPA on her staff, and neither Schaffner nor her chief deputy or her chief investment officer are certified to deal in stocks or investments. So they rely on the advice of hired brokers to decide how state money is invested. Then, when she was asked who decided to sell the state's bonds early, the treasurer's chief investment officer, Autumn Sanson, threw a curveball.
To me, basically, the question is, why did you sell the bonds for a loss?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to ask if I'm going to be protected under the Whistleblower Act at this time.
Sanson wouldn't say exactly why she thought she needed whistleblower protection, just that she had advised Schaffner not to sell bond investments early. That's when Schaffner and her deputy began to contradict each other, repeatedly, under oath.
There are some things that I made the treasurer aware of, some advice that I've given her over the past year that I feel like has not been listened to.
So she did not tell
Ms.
me
Sanson
not to sell.
Did not give you advice about selling the bonds before the maturity date?
No. I think Ms. Sanson was selling. She was the first one.
It's not clear if any laws were broken by the treasurer's office. The Joint Audit Committee has now asked for a more thorough audit, looking into more of the treasurer's investment practices. But Senator Bill Pritchard, co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee, says he thinks the point is not necessarily finding poor investment practices, but to look at the qualifications for the job of managing the money for the entire state.
People that have little or no experience are responsible for not even a CPA, among them to our investment experience to be responsible for directing $3.5 billion?
The committee hopes to have the results of the audit in late October. In Little Rock, I'm Nathan Vandiver.